comes from Nate G. Nate G writes, "Hey, Freak Show, I want to make a confession. I don't know how many people have called into the radio saying this, but I cannot watch sports right now. And I'm a sports dude. I played basketball in college, but love all sports. And I was one of those student athletes who actually thought more about making it to ESPN than actually making it to the league. So it's hard not to have sports at all. And when it comes back, it's in this weird post-COVID way with no fans. But everything is social consciousness and uncomfortable topics that's being covered by people that's not built for that. It just sounds bad. I love it too much to watch it, what it's going through. I love commentators like Jay Mariotti and Linda Cohn, but stumbling through the weight of racial injustice is just so thick. It's way too much for your favorite sports folks. Now you add basketball games and hockey games, and the bubble is just nonstop kneeling and messages. I still play ball with a lot of my same circle, black guys, white guys, Latino guys, and I'm not alone with this. It sucks because there's so much to do to achieve equal protection for black people, like everybody else just gets off rip. But this forced conversation is pushing real allies and advocates away, and it feels bad. I listened when y'all read Elijah McClain's last words. Nobody had a dry eye that day. Justice for Breonna Taylor is so slow that that's breaking everybody's hearts. But why not treat this like cancer with the Jimmy V Foundation, or breast cancer with the pink gloves and the cleats? Maybe Justice Month or something, where we can make it one of the real issues instead of just making it a part of every game, every commentator's speech. I'm hoping the NFL return makes it better, but it looks like it's not going to be better for that either. So I just wanted to make a confession because it's all gaming for me. And no sports."
Well, you're not alone.
Signed, Nate G.
A lot of people feel that way. They feel like it's just, now it's become so political. Sports was just so much fun. And now every single time you watch a game, you know, people are kneeling and you see this and that. So I've seen both sides. Definitely seen both sides.
I mean, it's necessary. Of course it is. And it is a lot for people who maybe have never had the conversations before. Like, for the people who have lived it, it's not new. It's just, you know, it's almost like a sensory overload, because you're like, wow, you go from not hearing about it to hearing about it on every turn.
Right.
And but you also can hear people having a conversation who just having it because they have to, as opposed to people who having it who feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can tell. When Max Kellerman is talking about it, he's coming from a place that's different than just somebody who's, you know, happens to be the person reading the prompter.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a different kind of conversation.
The NBA is doing their fair share with, like, the messaging on the court, messaging on the jersey. But it's not like a overbearing thing where it takes away from the actual game, in my opinion. So if you're just a pure sports fan, I think you can still enjoy the game, because it doesn't take over the telecast. At least I don't see it.
Well, this guy's talking about it from, because he's big and he didn't big up any players. He was talking about the reporters.
Right.
So, reporters. You know, so I mean, he, his position, I guess, is that, you know, they just talking about it too much.
It's good that the conversations are happening, but I can also see how it's just constantly in your face. And really, at the end of the day, you kind of just want to sit back and watch a game.
Or like,
I can get that.
Or is it even effective? I mean, let's see here. Roland is on the phone. Hey, Roland, what's up?
Hey, what's happening, Freak Show?
How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing good, man. I love listening to you guys. I just listen. I never call in. So I'm really a first-time caller. But
hey, first-time caller.
Welcome to the Freak Show, Roland, man. Come on in.
Man, I listen to your callers, letter, email, and I don't even want to say I understand. Because the way that the world is right now, we don't understand things unless it happens directly to you.
Right.
You know, Colin Kaepernick, he kneeled. He wanted to have a little small platform. And, you know, we had a so-called president who put his own narrative, and some people just bought in on it and made it like it was disrespect. This man tried to end all this by just a peaceful protest, about a minute, Star Spangled Banner time, and go about his business. And now we're wearing jerseys on a basketball court. Dobby nailed it. It's not taken away from the game. Some of the best games I have watched over years have been in the last couple days where these games are really intense.
Yeah.
And the, yes, and the message that they're sending is just a message because people need to hear it. Until it happens, and I'm not going to say anyone's racist or anything like that, but until it happens to a certain race, they don't understand what black people are going through. It's time. You know, Martin Luther King said it. These things happen when we are pushed to the limit, when no one hears our voice. And this is that time.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very, I mean, and it's definitely necessary because the dude that wrote was like, he was speaking to it being treated like we do with Jimmy V or like he said, pink cleats and gloves and make it like a truncated kind of like compartmentalized kind of thing. It's a, and I think that would kind of miss the mark, too.
Yes. Oh, you nailed it. Because let's say, you know, it didn't get to the where we are now. But just the kneeling by Colin Kaepernick could have led to something like that. But it was the man banded. The man was mistreated. The man was called disrespecting the country only because he wanted our country to be fair. You know, we and you, I guess you can tell I'm a black guy. We're not. We shouldn't be fighting for civil rights. We shouldn't be fighting for this is our right. This should be given to us. Mm-hmm. When I hear politicians say we're going to fight with you, no, don't fight with us. Give it to us.
Yeah, yeah. All right. That is true. Civil. I mean, Michael Shea say? He was like, it's the lowest thing we ask, but we ask it for civil. He's like, yeah, yeah. Like, civility. Like, you know what I mean? So, yeah, it is true. So I understand that.
A seat at the table with everyone, just to be fair. And your writer, I'm not going to say he's not a sports fan, but for me, and he said he played ball. I played ball. I coach ball. Now I deal with kids. You cannot. These are some of the best games. Last night I watched two great games.
Oh no, they go and they go. I mean, down to the wire too. I mean, this ain't. There's no home crowd. It's like no, just mano a mano. Let's get it.
I love it, man. I love it. I want things to be normal, but I think the NBA, the NFL, everyone is doing a great job of putting out a message and still giving us a great product. I really do.
Hey, let me ask you this, Roland, since this is your first time, we're going to ask you another one. So I made a comment some people got mad at, but I don't care. But they were talking about doing Lift Every Voice and Sing at the NFL games, too.
Wow.
Now,
you know what?
Now listen, I know the value of the song because I'm one of the few people on the radio in Tampa that know all three verses. But,
man.
But do you think that that's really, I mean, is that overkill or is this like, all right, come on?
Okay. At this point, I will say nothing is overkill. I had this argument in my office and they said, so now we got to have the I don't want to call it what we call it. We call it the Negro National Anthem.
Right.
It's a beautiful song. It can be sung in different renditions, just like the Star Spangled Banner.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you were in certain people or certain races' shoes, you would understand how they feel, how we're finally being heard. Right now, only thing we're doing is asking to be heard. You know, I'm telling everyone to tell everyone to tell everyone right now, vote. That's how you're going to be heard. That's how that BLM movement is going to be known. That's how you're going to make sense, make people know who you are. That song, the play at the national, the before every game, it's okay. I see people frown up because Toronto plays the Canadian national anthem. You don't know what that means to the Canadians. Let people have their moment. We should be a nation of compassion, caring. If it's not hurting you, what does it matter?
All right.
That's a good point.
I wanted to make sure I got there because you did say you was a black guy. We had no idea, Roland.
We did not know.
Hey, Roland, thanks for checking in, man. We appreciate you.
That's what's up, man. I'm going to check in on you guys every now and then, especially when I hear a good topic like this. I'm going to chime in. I'm going to call the bat phone.
Yeah, right.
Call the bat phone. All right, man. We appreciate you, man. That's what's up, man. You know what? A lot of messages came in, and, you know, like the dude said, he came from a compassionate side of it, but you know, if you like sports, you get in great game.
You should be happy that you're even getting sports right now.
But you know what? Is I'm reading these texts, and there are a lot of people that are agreeing with the guy that emailed. I 100% agree with him. I used to be able to watch sports and get away for a few hours or even a weekend, but now you can't do that.
It is something you can't use as an escape anymore. You used to be able to escape to sports. You can't do that. And I like he mentioned about the NFL, you know, you got somebody like, what's the commissioner's name?
Roger Goodell.
You got Roger Goodell telling Cap, you know, he can't play and basically blackballing him. And now you want to play the, you know, the Negro National Anthem. That's like a big swing for 2 years.
Pick and choose.
Like Cap was right.
You know, it feels like, yo, like you let Cap play. That's cool. And, you know, get some more initiatives to teach people these three verses. But I don't know if you necessarily need to run it before the game, because it feels like it is kind of what he was saying. It feels kind of forced and fake when y'all didn't even let, like, Cap wasn't doing nothing to nobody, and now y'all gonna run the extra song. Like, that wasn't really the thing, because people still dying.
Yes.
So the song ain't really gonna do nothing, because we still can't get justice for Elijah McClain. We damn sure can't get justice for Breonna Taylor. So song, so we can't make the song of the thing. The song can't be the headline, because the justice really would be awesome.
I think you should just sing it. I want to hear you sing it.
Lift every voice.
Okay.
It's a great song. It's a great song. I mean, I ain't going to disrespect it and just do a little bit of it. I'd have to do it all if we was going to do it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.